From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. A Southern Utah University student was one of the first two U.S. troop deaths from direct Iranian fire since the opening days of the war. First Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan of Hawaii was killed in Jordan while defending against missile and drone attacks. SUU says the 25-year-old was just weeks away from getting a Master of Business Administration. The university will award his degree posthumously. And the military will give Feehan a promotion and awards, including the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. People were protesting across Utah last night against Trump's massive cuts to Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance planned the events in Ogden, Salt Lake, Provo, Moab, and St. George. Protesters gathered in front of the offices of government officials who stood by President Trump when he signed the executive order. The Salt Lake Tribune reports many Utahns opposed the move. Utah State University conducted polling over the past 2 years and found 61% of Utahns support the idea of preserving Bears Ears. President Trump slashed both monuments last week to a tenth of their size. 63,000 Utahns dropped their health insurance in January. That's when federal subsidies for the Affordable Care Act expired. KUER Sean Higgins has more.
Rachel Craig says the number of people choosing to go without insurance could still climb. Craig handles government affairs for the Association for Utah Community Health, and she says some people might not be able to pay for the higher cost for very long.
Next year, maybe they decided, I don't need this. Like, I'm healthy. I'm fine. And, you know, that's all fine and good until you get into a car accident or until you have a mental health crisis or you get diagnosed with a medical condition.
Health insurance costs increased by an average of 22% for millions of Americans on marketplace plans when Congress did not extend subsidies for the Affordable Care Act last year. Daryl Hershaft is with the Utah Health Policy Project. He's seen the effects of that price increase firsthand.
Most recently, we've just noticed a drop in inquiries, period. We may have gotten to the point, at least with some of our clients, that they've stopped trying.
He says even if subsidies did return, it could take a long time to get all those people back on health insurance. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Vernal students will soon have a safer route to walk to school. Utah is putting in a nearly 2-mile trail that will connect 3 schools and 2 colleges with neighborhoods. Pedestrians will also be able to get to churches, a senior center, and other spots. Construction kicked off yesterday, and the Utah Department of Transportation says it shouldn't impact drivers much. The trail could one day connect with Steinacker State Park. This is all part of the Utah Trail Network that will eventually connect more than 200 Utah communities. And a note, UDOT is a sponsor of KUER. You're listening to KUER News.